The Charles Street Meeting House was designed by Asher Benjamin, who also designed many famous structures in Boston, including the African Meeting House, opened in 1806. He also helped with the planning of Quincy Market, opened in 1826. As were most churches in the early 19th century, this church was segregated, and Black Americans could only sit in the upper gallery. In 1836, one of the members of the church, Timothy Gilbert, invited several Black members of the church to sit with him in his personal pew and was promptly kicked out. He would go on to found the first integrated church in America. Despite this start, the Charles Street Meeting House was a major player in Boston's abolitionist movement and saw speakers like William Lloyd Garrison, Frederick Douglass, Sojourner Truth, and Charles Sumner. It was then sold and became the Charleston Street African Methodist Episcopal Church, the largest of the Black churches in Boston after the Civil War. They left in 1939. Today, most of the exterior is preserved in its original historic form, though the interior has been developed for commercial and private use. Take a quick trip down Mount Vernon Street to 130 Mount Vernon Street, and you will see the Sunflower House.
Next stop.